Hey everyone, welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Alisa.
My name is Liz. Hey girl.
Hey.
Hey. Oh. Oh. I know it seems so contrived. It seems so contrived. I didn't want to say too much the last show, so I didn't.
Right.
Here we go again. Oh my God. So in a nutshell, I don't even remember. You were so sweet because you knew something was up and you called me as soon as we got off the air, and I filled you in.
Yeah.
But because such extreme things happen, chronically extreme things happen pretty much on a daily basis, which is way too much to process. I don't even remember what it was because last night, and I'll just give the Twitter, my younger son couldn't understand why he couldn't leave the house to meet up his friends after 11:30 at night.
Oh my gosh.
In the cold. Yeah, couldn't understand it.
Hmm.
Furniture was being thrown. Couldn't understand
what?
It. Oh, yes.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Yes. All about the compassion, all about the love, but...
Wow.
To say I wasn't distraught or devastated or shook is an understatement. And, of course, I got no sleep.
Hmm.
His older brother and his girlfriend have no idea. They went to see Lord in concert. How wonderful for them. And of course, way too loud coming home. I think it was after 2 o'clock when I was just hearing a lot of noise, commotion. I'm a very light sleeper.
Right.
And, yeah. And to,
oh, my goodness.
And to be compassionate but firm and to just explain in plain language, I'm being a responsible parent. I know you don't understand. I know it doesn't make sense. And at that age, your peers and how they feel about you mean so much.
Right.
But he's not hanging out with this. He's hanging out with kids way, because he's an old soul. He looks older.
Mm-hmm.
He's hanging out with kids way too old for him.
Mm.
Yeah. And I found some alcohol that was missing. I don't think he drank it, but I think if he's had friends over here when I'm not here, because they have no regard, they don't care. And I'm not being in denial, not my kid, not my kid, not my kid, but I would be able to tell because I know my kid so well.
Mm-hmm.
If he was under the influence of any kind. I'm just,
wow.
Yeah. And then I have at 11 o'clock this morning, thank God it's a phone meeting, but it's to pitch myself to cast a feature film. I read the script. Could I tell you anything about it right now? No. So I'm going to have to tap dance my way. No, I do, but I just have to disassociate. I'm getting a little bit too good at that. That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, so I'm totally out of my body and very happy to be on the air. And this time I couldn't really keep my mouth shut because I kept my mouth shut the last show, which I don't even remember. But it was something along the same lines of
right
trauma.
Right. Yeah,
trauma.
A lot of upheaval.
Their father has no clue. Oh, my God. You know, when they say God gives you what you can handle, well, I guess I can handle quite a bit.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Girl, I'm so done. Every show.
Yeah.
You must think I'm making this stuff up. Every show.
No, I know you're not.
I wish I was.
I
wish I was. I wish I was an attention seeker. Seriously.
Oh
she needs attention. Oh, she needs to be valid. No, I wish. That'd be so easy.
No. I mean, you know, here's the thing. You know, where I grew up, I know now in hindsight, I know there was a lot of stuff that I had no idea was going on. Like with my brothers and, you know, the stuff that they were getting themselves into. I mean, and I joke about and harp about the lectures I got kind of secondhand, because my parents, mainly my mother, she was the one that lectured. She was handling all that energy, and she was the one that was home. So, you know, and I was the one, I was home too. I'm the youngest, so I was around, and it was like a half, you know, half warning, half just exasperated the whole situation. And, you know, these are two older brothers who are maybe, you know, a little over a year apart. So they were very close growing up, and they had a lot of the same friends. They got into a lot of the same types of trouble. So, but there was a lot I had no idea about, and that was, you know, on purpose kept from me for various reasons. But, you know, since I've reconnected and in our adult years, we've shared space at various points in our lives. You know, there are some truth bombs dropped on me about what was going on back in the day, and I'm like, what? And wow. So even at an adult age, my jaw was hitting the floor, like, what? What was going on? And I couldn't fathom. I mean, you know, I had no idea some of the stuff my parents had to, you know, had to work out, had to work through. And I'm you know, I was just shocked. So that's me as an adult having a little bit of life experience. I can't imagine trying to take that information in as a kid. As you know, as smart as I think I was back then, incredibly naive with how things worked for certain people, or how some things didn't work. But I also just couldn't imagine how my parents absorbed all that.
Oh.
Tried to work through it. Had no idea. And it, you know, it's about that level. I mean, it was by the time, you know, the ages that I'm thinking of was in high school, and those are some pretty big things. So, you know, you're dealing with this with him
early.
in middle school. He's not quite a teenager yet. So, you know, I feel for you in that sense. Because I have no idea. I have no idea how my parents went through it. And, you know, I can't, it's not something I need to bring up with them, because I'm like, I don't even know the whole story. It's just, you know, one person's perspective of what had happened years ago.
Sure.
And I'm thinking, if that's your perspective, and, you know, it is his perspective, but he was there for most of it. You know, he that was my brother's closest confidant was the other brother. So I don't even know. This is you know, this is the 80s, early 80s. You know,
yeah,
when this stuff
was
going on.
Crazy time.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's nothing to say, but you know, I messaged a friend of mine who, actually Christopher, who lives in England, because he's going through a custody situation and just insanity, and we have to be high-functioning artists by day, business people by day, and dealing with all of this. And I said, it's oddly comforting. I don't really can't say this to anybody. My older son doesn't, and I have to honor that, really doesn't want to know what's going on, because he's very fragile with the divorce and everything else. So he has no idea.
Mm.
His father has no idea. I'm ashamed to even tell my mother. Not ashamed, but I'm protecting my son from negative opinions of others, judgments, because he's in so much pain. And I'm doing it's like a one woman operation here, and it was close to midnight, and I was about to dial Adam's number, because that's how it was an emergency.
Mm.
I was distraught, and I know he's a night owl. And Jeremiah said, "If you call him, I'm going to leave." And I'm like, "Oh my God, Okay.
Wow.
So I messaged my friend Christopher in England, and he said, you know, things have just sped up where kids were dealing with those issues, whether it's rebellion, emerging sexuality, whatever. It was later where the parents could almost stand alongside and witness, but because it's everything sped up and kids are younger and younger and younger going through stuff, it really puts mm-hmm. us in this precarious position of parenting a child, not a young adult, a child who doesn't understand that they're a child
mm-hmm.
while they're dealing
mm-hmm.
with such complicated emotional concepts to process. It's going to be very interesting when Anna's kids get a little bit older, because they are going to rebel against their mom.
Mm-hmm.
And thank God they'll know that there is a pathway of communication and connection to their other parent. And it's different. I know it sounds like, oh, these kids these days, I'm not even saying that. It's different.
Mm-hmm.
Everything
mm-hmm.
is sped up. And I did get a bit of comfort and clarity in reading that message that he sent me. It makes sense. If everything is sped up, then it's a different, completely different frequency that we remember growing up.
Right.
You know, what happened to the days of being a late bloomer? You know, late bloomer, party of one. You know, that's
right.
That was me, late bloomer. I'm still a late mm-hmm. bloomer, thank God. So that's a lot to contend with, no matter how much you isolate and try to, quote-unquote, protect your kids. The world is out there. And they'll find it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they're young when they find it.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah.
Push a button. They're there. Push a button. They found it. It's there.
Gosh. That's It's one of those, you're right, you know, things speed up, but the same skills that you need, you still need to develop. You know,
exactly.
We talked on the show about how it's harder and harder usually to communicate face-to-face
mm-hmm.
because it's easier to do it by a text or email. It's something
yep.
that's once removed from
mm-hmm.
from taking in the whole scene and taking in that energy, it's through different channels now, and that's it's difficult. Then, you know, the image I get is that there's so many layers over that. I mean, there's already enough layers. We live in this world of illusion, so even face to face, you know, you still have to pick up on things that even if you don't see them, if you sense them, that's something to pay attention to. And it's a skill that we have to continue to use. And you know, obviously there are people who have issues believing themselves or trusting their own intuition. A lot of that is usually in terms of their own gifts. You know, when we talk about our
yes.
psychic gifts, that's part of it. I mean, that's you don't just say, well, I'm going to use my psychic gift here and not here, because you use it. If you're aware, if you're really aware, you're using it all the time. You may not make that connection. And sometimes it ends up being, again, in hindsight, that's why you didn't get on that plane, or that's why you decided to take a different way. So you try to piece these things together in these periods of reflection. But everybody needs that. Everybody needs to use all the skills that they have, you know, even things that are maybe emerging that they don't quite, it's like having a walk, you know, when you haven't walked yet, you're still going to have to, you know, you still have to do it. You can't just say, oh, well, I'm not very good at it, so I'm not going to walk. If you can, you will. And there are so many situations that we continuously put ourselves in. And so even this, the bigger blanket of communication, it isn't just the talking. You know, it's there's so much more than just talking. It's more than just listening, because there are little nuances if you don't know who you are and what you want to say, then you mimic, you know?
Yes.
In an effort to belong, you mimic.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Even if that's not really what you would do, you don't want to get left behind. So, I mean, we figure these things out. I mean,
exactly.
And unfortunately, it's this awkward, sometimes very painful process in figuring out who you are, and, you know, like not only who you are, but who are you okay to be with? And I would say that's like a blessing maybe for me to have, you know, brothers who are older growing up. Because like I didn't want to be them. I think I was envious of their freedom because they were boys.
Right.
But I didn't want to be them. I didn't want to be a boy, you know, in that sense, because I'm like, but then, you always think the grass is greener on the other side of you. But then, you know, you have to be a jerk about a lot of different things, or you have to be a certain way to be respected. It's perceived, you know, perceived respect. And I bet, I mean, that's why there's now this fluidity when it comes to gender. Because I think a lot of people are looking at their kids, or even the kids themselves are looking at themselves saying, well, but you know, I don't want to do these things.
Right.
And fitting into a norm that on the outset seems very safe because everybody does it, but then it's actually not safe.
Right.
So people are digging through, but you know, in that process of finding out who you are, you do look into some really scary things. And I think my process really came later, because I mean, I didn't even realize, I mean, I didn't want to look at the fact that, oh, maybe I am attracted to women. Didn't even cross my mind. It wasn't something I could even look at.
Wow.
You know, it was one of those, because it did not fit. It didn't fit. So I, you know, I had a alternate
right.
universe where
right.
it fit, you know, and you know, I guess if I had written stories then, it would, you know, be completely different.
Mm-hmm.
That would be my world.
Right.
But in this world, I'm like, well, no, I'll just, you know, stay that, you know, bookish, nerdy, you know, person. And, you know, I got a lot of friends of both genders, and I'm perfectly fine with that.
Right.
Even though people were like, oh, you know, are you and he dating? I'm like, no, he's like my brother. Why would I want to date my brother? You know, it's one of those,
mm-hmm.
like, I have that connection with people, but, you know, it was never anything more than, I mean, that was a really good connection. So I didn't have to go through, I didn't struggle with, oh, I got to fit in, because my brothers sort of gave our family that reputation of, oh, we're the cool kids. We're smart and we're cool.
Right.
And you know, and they can party, and I never really went to any of those parties. I think I put out that aura, like, you don't need me going to your parties. But it was enough to you know, be friends with the cool kids who did go to the parties. And we actually had our own little parties, so it was fine. But I didn't really struggle with a lot of that stuff, because I already knew, like, growing up with my brothers, I knew, like, the mystery of alcohol wasn't a big mystery. We would take occasional sips of beer, like, encouraged by, like, my dad's side of the family. Beer, have a beer. Okay. So it wasn't.
But there was no stigma, which is good.
There was. I mean, my mom was like, oh, you know, my mom was just more concerned that if I drank beer straight out of the bottle, like, that wasn't very ladylike. Like, okay, so this solo couple.
Here's a glass. But, I mean, you're 10 years old.
Right, have a glass. Put it in a glass.
Put it in a glass. Right. And don't forget to do your math homework. Right.
Only after you finish your homework will you have
right.
a, you know,
a sip
of beer. No, and you know, any drugs, just, you know, that was all, you know, again, in the 80s, or just say no and all that, you know, and it just,
right.
it never really appealed to me. Like, I got my kicks watching Cheech and Chong movies and realizing, yeah, I don't need to do any of that.
I don't,
you know, like, if that's what we got to deal with, I'm good.
Right.
You know, like, I can laugh
people
at it.
People older than my parents smoking
right.
these things that look like, I don't know, paper towel holders.
Yeah. Right. Right. Just, Like, it was fun to watch in the movies, but
right.
the reality
right.
of it was, like, that. No. That's not who I am.
And what do they do to pay their rent? And, okay.
right.
And can they form a complete sentence? And can they survive this motorcycle gang that they have to stumble in? Right. And can they drive safely as they're smoking that spliff?
No.
Okay.
Not with, they can't even see out the windows.
It's all smoke.
It's all fog. Yeah.
It's all fog. So stupid. That's really funny. That's like such mindless, mindless
absolutely
humor.
Absolutely mindless.
Love
you know, think about it then. Also, growing up in the 80s, I mean, that was the sort of stuff that we all got into, like really, really stupid movies.
Yeah, that's
stupid,
stupid
scenarios.
Stupid. Right.
And it was, I mean, I think it's probably true if you look at it, you know, if you take into account these times, like everything is so, it's so blatantly, you know, over the top. So you, oh, that's the bad guy. Oh, those are the cool kids.
Right.
Oh, those are the nerds. You know, it's with
so
such broad strokes that you can't miss.
No nuance.
Put out in front of you. Right.
right. Right.
So, and it was a period of ultimate, you know, playing out of good versus evil, assuming that our country was a good guy and Russia was a bad guy.
Yeah, well, no, the lines are blurred now. Right.
Very blurred. So very, you know, very big changes. But it's all on this spectrum because it's just blown up even more. So like I said, the same skill sets are there. You know, we still need to be critical thinkers. And it all has to tie together with if you know who you are, you know, and what, even if you, it's not definitive done, I've written a book, I know who I am, because it's always expanding.
Right.
But if you can check in and say, well, yeah, this is where I would go, or this is what I would do. That doesn't mean, you know, I think of myself in high school and I would say, you know, I would say all of us growing up in that time period, a lot easier to get away with stuff.
Yep.
At least we thought it was. I mean, it eventually ends up biting you in the butt at some point, whether it's, you know, a day later or, you know, 30 years later.
Right.
You know, something
you.
Always comes
yeah.
back to
always.
Remind you. Mm-hmm. Remember that? That was a decision you made. And now we're sort of connecting these dots in part so you can remember.
Right.
The frame of mind you're in, so you can see that other side,
yep.
and maybe as you work through it, you can figure out a possible solution.
Right.
That you, it's still trial and error. It's still like, well, I don't know. I'm going to push this button. Oh my gosh, that was, you know,
right.
the, you know, maybe
right.
the floor did open up and swallow you whole, but then, you know, you just got to figure out where the stairs are, come back upstairs and do it again and figure out, well, maybe also, now we know, not that button. It's just it's difficult.
Oh,
it's difficult, and you know, I look at your son, and it's almost a little flip flop, probably because of the age difference. But I think of my oldest brother, and my mom would say this all the time, just sort of, you know, in this lament of he's just, you know, he's hanging out with kids who are so much older than he is.
Yep.
Like he's just growing up too quickly.
Yep.
But she never said that about the other brother. She never said that about him. Just said it about, because I guess he's the first one to kind of venture
right.
forth and do it. So the way is paved for
right.
anyone else who wants to follow.
Right.
So she just said, oh, I don't know. He's just growing up too fast, but you can't keep him from.
Nope.
From making those choices. I don't know. Maybe that's why I decided not to be a mother this go around. Like,
listen, next flight, let me come back as a rich gay man. I'm done.
Right.
Who doesn't want kids? Who doesn't want kids? Doesn't want to get married. All good.
But yeah,
professional
this
bachelor.
Is the everyday stuff. The professional,
right? Yeah, and this is every. Yeah, this is every day. Like this is every day. Like no, mm-hmm. this is every day that I can't even go on the air without saying, oh, like
yeah,
it, yeah. We were just on the air the day before yesterday. For God's sake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, talk about weathering a storm.
Yeah. And then the extreme is keeping your kid just, you know, homeschooling them, keeping them away from everybody, thinking that'll be my way of controlling all the variables.
That's not going to happen. And I actually, in a moment of just being so distraught, I actually thought about it. I brought it up when I had an emergency meeting with his teachers who adore him, and they see what I see in him, and they don't really say that about every kid in terms of, like, they see, like, the mind and the intellect and all of that. And I said, what do you think? Should I just pull him out? Should he be homeschooled? And they're like, same stuff is going to happen. Doesn't matter. And I'm like, the thing is, how am I going to take that on anyway?
Right.
You know, girls trying to hustle. Girls trying to hustle, you know, a buck in one of the most difficult industries to survive in, on top of being a single mom and living in a really tough city to live in. Yeah, like, let's just act, like, no, I want him to go to school. I need to be alone the little brief snippets of time that I can be alone.
Right.
And with my older son moving back home in a few weeks, you know, that's going to change a lot of things as well in terms of my alone time or whatever.
Right.
Yeah. And just because, you know, he's 19, still doesn't mean that there's still another mouth to feed. You know what I mean? Still, still emotional needs to be met, physical needs to be met. Still need to be there. Still, it's just a different degree of parenting, less heavy lifting, but still have to be there unconditionally. You know. Damn. Yeah. I know. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's too much. Too much, and to form professional sentences, to form sentences to get, it's amazing how your brain can just shut down so that you can survive. Like, in that moment, if I'm having a professional conversation, I have no children. I wasn't ever married. You know, I'm not the age that I really am. Like, all those things, all that stuff. It's just this pure frequency so that I can be understood and function, and people would have no clue that I'm operating on trauma and no sleep. And, like, that's baseline.
Wow.
And there's no victimhood here. It's just what it is. Not quite a lifestyle, but it kind of feels like it.
Right.
Yeah. That's scary. This too shall pass.
Right.
Allegedly.
Oh, well, you know.
No, it's like I said. Go ahead.
No, the things that we go through, like, you are going through something, and it's actually, you know, it's always multifaceted, all the things we go through. Multifaceted in that once you feel like you've come to some kind of resolution, then you see how it could possibly apply to some of these other situations that are very similar in vibration.
Yes.
And I say this because, you know, for me, like, I was thinking a lot about, you know, what we had talked about, you and I, like, off the air, probably on the air too, I can't remember, but also off the air.
Right.
Well, actually, you know, with the dreams, I still had more dreams.
Right.
But that need to really look at my own situation and say, okay.
Right.
I actually need to look at it, and I need to do these things, and I need to feel these things.
Right.
And it's still like, I mean, I felt really cold yesterday. It wasn't that cold here. I don't know. I didn't go outside. But I felt it was one of those, like, I think I just need to stay. I need to stay warm. And I was up and about, but I'm like, I'm just going to go back to bed. I did a lot of work yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
But I just slept. I mean, I think I ate a meal yesterday. I snacked on some things, but not like, you know, nothing heavy. Had some granola, I think. But it's that feeling for me, like I'm really pushing it with how I just sequester myself. Mm. And there's not been a need to go outside. Mm-hmm. Even just to be outside. I mean, I actually think I need to step outside. And if it's sunny, because it's sunny, you know, I think I will.
Mm. That's great if you could. Yeah.
Yeah. Just to get out. Just to get outside, even if it's in the backyard or whatever. But I thought about the need to balance, you know, that alone time with some social time. And,
yes.
And so there was a point yesterday where I could have taken on another job, another tour, or at least put it out there. But there's a part of me that's like, you know what? There's a holistic wellness fair this weekend.
Oh, that's right.
And Universal Energy Radio will be there. It's,
yes.
It's going to be in Marietta, so a suburb of Atlanta. So it's both days. And Anna will be doing a spiritual comedy show with our friend Julie Osborne, who's also called
God,
in the show.
Oh, my God, that's right. That's tomorrow?
So that's going to
that's over the weekend.
Saturday at noon.
Yeah,
is that
today's Thursday.
Spiritual
I don't
comedy
have my
show.
Days.
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
I
so
know.
That's so exciting. That's so exciting.
Yeah, and you know, Donna, our friend Donna Terrazas will also be there. She's going to do a free reunion healing session.
Oh, I love that.
I guess
oh, that's the best.
A big group session that afternoon. So, I mean, there are all these opportunities, and I want to do that. So I was like, no, I really want to be there. Now, I could.
Yes, you
I
have
could
to
go
be
on
there.
Sunday. I could go on Sunday. If
yeah,
I,
but
if
you're
I
part of Universal Energy Radio, girl.
Oh yeah, but also yeah. I also know how I feel if I do work and do a tour on Saturday, I usually just stay in on Sunday because
you could be tired on Sunday. No, girl, just do it.
Yeah.
And this is also the you know we talked about this when you were in New York about you know what you really what you want to do or what you really want to do what you want to expand doing. Well,
mm-hmm.
that's it right there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to expand that presence in that space. There's your answer.
Right. Right.
Even if you're just there, and the thing is, you won't just be there. You are representing our show and
mm-hmm.
also what you have to offer in terms of your intuitive gifts and the modalities that you work with. So there's
mm-hmm.
your answer. There's nothing to think about. Nothing to think about. No. No, you got to represent us, girl. Oh, my God, I'm there in spirit. I really wish I could just, like, you know how you could just, like, very Harry Potter, like, just wave a wand. Okay, you guys freeze
right.
for, like, a week. I'll be back. If I could just, like, freeze everything and then go to Atlanta and hang out with you guys, do the wellness there,
mm-hmm.
do a thing with you, and then come back, and then things could unfreeze, that would be amazing. But that ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Right.
Yeah, but yeah. In theory, I'm there. In spirit, I'm there. Oh, my God. But that's wonderful. Now, is that the first time that there's, like, an official presence of Universal Energy? Is it going to be now Universal Energy Media? Is that what we're calling ourselves
I
now?
I have no idea.
Okay, you'll
no
see the banner.
How she's, yeah.
The T-shirt, the banner,
well,
whatever.
Well, she has both. I have no idea if she's gonna keep it. I have no idea.
Yeah, it's probably
we've been there before,
though. Media.
We've been there before. I think... Anna, at last minute, because my friend who puts these fairs on, she usually wants me to do readings. And since I've been doing my wine tour stuff on the weekends, I just can't guarantee that I can be there.
Right.
So I had to kind of step away from just doing the readings, which, you know, some days, some fairs, it was actually pretty good. Other fairs, you know, you're just sitting around waiting. For people to come by and take a chance on getting a numerology reading. I know you say it seems easier, but I think some people are more intrigued by people who could just read things, you know, read energy.
Right. Right.
And so that's the kind of experience they want.
Right.
And it's been a couple of years since I've done a fair like that in earnest. And I know that Anna showed up trying to, you know, get people to get on the radio to kind of do a record an interview and then put it up on on Universal Energy Radio. So I think she was just kind of dipping her feet in and seeing about the community that I'm somewhat more familiar with, because I, you know, the mentors that I've worked with, you know, that's,
right.
that was their world. And I'm always on the periphery because it's just, it's a certain type of energy.
It's so extreme. I can't.
Yeah. There's an energy that I can handle.
That's a nice way to put it.
In small doses. There's an energy I can handle in small doses. It's
very
definitely, it's definitely shifting. It's been shifting for a while as some of the older practitioners are either, you know, moving on to the next plane, or they're moving out of mm-hmm. Atlanta, out of the Georgia area. So it'd be nice to revisit and see who's
fresh eyes.
Yeah. And just to feel that vibe and feel, you know, the thing is, it's the same. It's like I said, my friend who I met through Lois.
Right.
We all took some of the same classes together. So is my friend Nancy, who has put these fairs together. And so she still has that energy too of sort of the old guard. But she's been very diligent with what she's also, you know, she's into she did like the Pagan Pride Fair. There's a Pagan Pride.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm not laughing.
Event. Yeah, well, you know, and I've got meetings there too. And it's, I had, in fact, my friend that I celebrated her 40th birthday, I had invited her. I invited all my friends. You know, if you happen to be, because it was in town, so it was a little more conveniently located than where a lot of these fairs are.
Oh, my God.
So this one year, the Pagan Pride was.
Okay, I'm sorry. The alliteration just makes me laugh. I'm sorry. I'm trying to be respectful.
No, I get it.
It's
no,
funny.
No.
Go ahead.
So I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I figured she invited me, I'll go. I had my little table up, but here's the thing. Like, so Adam like loves. He went to the Pagan Pride.
Well, of course
year.
He did.
He's like, oh, I loved it. And I'm like, okay, that's good. He's like, these are my people. I'm like, okay,
that's true.
And yeah. So that's the sort of vibe. And I'm like, these are not quite my people, but it's all good. So my friends came to visit, and they're just. Like, they kind of wandered to my table just with these wide eyes looking around, like, what am I doing here?
Is this Comic-Con? Oh, no, Pagan Pride, okay. Right.
not too far, yeah.
Not too far, but that's what I'm saying,
not,
you know? Like it,
not
it's
too far.
Dress up.
Yeah, well, yeah, but for them, it's not, that's not really dressing up.
No, that's every day. That's every
like,
day,
oh,
right.
Yeah. These are my nicer robes, you know, for,
oh,
for the fairs.
Here's my, yes, oh, I've whittled my staff.
All right. I've just realized not quite my people, but they seem nice enough. And
God bless you.
But so you know, that's the sort of energy and the sorts of groups that my friend who puts these on, those are the people that she associates with, you know, on a regular basis. You know, there's always some ceremony to go to, some thing that you need to do. So, you know, you do it. And what's funny here is that it all, like, I get it. I'm sure we all have these many lifetimes of, you know, oh, yeah, I was a witch in that, you know, coven
right.
or whatever. Like,
right.
Mike, I get it. You know, you're into that. That's what speaks to you.
Right.
So that's partly why, like, I know why you're laughing. And I know when I was in it, I was like, what the hell am I doing?
It's just anything
here?
The extreme. That's it, really.
Yeah.
That's really the bottom line. Anything in the extreme is extreme. That's all.
And what's funny is that for these people, the lives that we live are the extreme.
We're the extreme. We're, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, we're the extreme.
So it's
for
all
them.
Perception. Yeah. It's
right.
all perception.
Yeah, so they're like, you know, they're just sipping on their, you know, kombucha tea and, you know, judging it.
Waiting for the,
they don't want to.
Waiting for the waning moon.
Right.
So they can line up their menstrual cycle. Okay, whatever. We stop.
Stop. So, it's one of those where, you know, they have certain things, and it's like any, I don't say anything, any religion. I mean, there are things that that say, like Lolita, when she does her meditations, and she has things that at her shop. you know, it's heavily influenced by what she knows and what she grew
exactly.
up in.
Exactly.
And it's very different from what I know. And, you know, she you know, lists all these, you know, gods, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is. I don't. I,
right.
Well, I just don't.
Right. So influence from her culture.
And,
sure.
Right. And then there's Adam who knows,
well,
like, the whole pantheon
from another planet.
Of every.
I mean,
right.
He just came down in his spaceship. Clearly.
And he's so cute because he's like, well, you know, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no.
And you're like, oh, no.
No.
I'm quick, but not that quick.
I don't know.
I'll just roll with it. I'll just roll. Go ahead. Okay.
But it's good because it puts me, that's definitely out of my comfort zone.
Right.
It's
great exposure. Yeah. It's great exposure.
I need to be out of my comfort zone.
Yes.
Because then I get to understand like where they're coming from. Those influences meant something for them to still keep it or to have adapted it into their
life. Or identify.
Yeah.
A lot of it is just identity.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And you know, when Adam was here at my house,
mm-hmm.
A while back, you know, kind of doing a blessing of the house, he was looking at all the stuff he's, you know, and I have I've accumulated a lot of like Mary images.
Oh, that's right.
Which kind of makes
yes.
sense. I was brought up Catholic.
Right. Blessed Mother.
But yeah, I have a lot of Mary images. And so he was assuming that my aunt was also very religious. I'm like, no, she's not. I mean, she was probably raised Catholic up to a point, and then at some point, my grandmother converted to Jehovah's Witness. And so some of the family members went that route, and others were like, nah, I'm good.
Right.
I'm good. I'm not going to do anything. Not going to change anything. But over the years, like, I can look at, there are two statues of Mary that I got from my mom at different times. And there's one statue of Mary
right.
I got from one of my clients who also had a bunch of Marys at her place. So she's like, yeah. And then when I was in Montreal last, I got a postcard of Mary. It's like a picture of Mary from stained glass, I think. It was really pretty. So I just have it. I have it up. I was thinking, oh, I should get this for my mom. But I didn't mail it. I just kept it.
Mm.
I just kept it. It's from that cathedral that we visited. That was just so
right.
gorgeous.
Yeah.
And so I knew I needed to get something. In fact, I think I got the postcard first because I didn't think we'd have a chance to really get in to see the cathedral.
Right.
But we made it happen. And
you saw it. So you saw it live too. You saw it like.
Real. Yeah.
Oh, how
yeah.
wonderful. That, there's something so breathtaking about that. Just on fire.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
You want to remember that. So that makes sense.
So I have, you know, I have my things, and I remember growing up, you know, we always had like a crucifix somewhere in the room.
Always.
Mom had a crucifix in every room.
Yeah.
So even now when I go home to visit, I happen to get into a room where I can sleep. There's a crucifix. And it kind of throws me off because usually when I look up, it's like upside down because it's on a wall. So
ooh.
I'm like, oh, okay, that's, you know,
well,
that's
weird. That's a whole other show.
I know. I call Adam on his show.
Call Adam's show. Right.
So there's a lot, and it's not like I certainly don't go to church a lot. I don't even really pray to any particular deity. You know, I just sort of in general. Maybe I may mention, you know, like my own guides. It's been a long time since I've had to, you know, do a particular prayer.
Oh girl, I was praying last night. please don't let him leave the house, please.
Right.
God, please.
Right.
I was praying like, whoever is there, list. Oh, pray. Ooh. I actually the default setting is the angels. Angels, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I think I went for the big guys. Angels, Holy Spirit. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah.
Please. And, you know, you're not supposed to implore. I was implore. I don't care. I was, like, begging. I was begging. At that point, when things are really scary, you just go into that. You're just begging with no shame. Begging. please, I want to leave the house. Please, I want to leave the house. Please, it's cold. It's late. Please, please, please. Oh, my God. Please. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm looking at my cards right now.
Yes, girl.
I'm looking at different cards. I've got a past life deck. I'm trying to find my numerology cards, because I know that I was going to bring them out for this past weekend, but we never used them. We didn't have a whole group of people. So if you want, I can pull a card from either,
yeah,
either
pull
deck.
Something. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, I pull something.
Girl, just pull. Whichever you feel. Now, okay, don't let me go down that rabbit hole. Don't let me go. You know what I'm saying. I'm saying it in my head. Da, 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 da. Okay, anyway. She got it. Okay.
I know that stuff.
Yeah, not going to say it on the air. Just pull something, whatever feels comfortable. Girl, I leave it up to you.
All right, let's see here. It's for
Liz. Which deck? Yes, which deck you got?
I got the numerology card.
Okay, cool.
For right now, and then I can always shuffle.
No, that
past life
I can't even
card.
Deal with the past. I can't even deal with this life. So it's like we're good. just stick with the numbers.
46 domestic harmony.
Sorry.
Really?
That's funny.
Ah.
46.
I'm going to read it from the book so you'll know. But, you know, the 4 and the 6 we can definitely get into. That's basically what it is domestic harmony, because 4 definitely has to do – I talked about it being form and structure. It's also indicative of the house. And then 6, we talk about it being harmonious, but meaning also with your relationship. So this talks about this. It indicates a time of healing your relationships and your home. This may relate to a troubled relationship with a child, family member, current partner,
house guest, or
roommate.
Everything but current partner. Just check all of them except for current partner.
It could even relate to problems you have had with the actual house itself. Either way, this card has been sent to advise you that your difficulties are being resolved and domestic happiness is within your reach. It can also indicate a time to make a commitment to your present relationship by declaring your love and desire to take things to the next level.
Yeah, well,
it can also reveal a need, right? It can also reveal a need to commit to your present residence by extending your lease, deciding not to sell, or making the necessary improvements to turn it into your perfect home.
Regardless,
this card is encouraging you to make a commitment rather than walk away.
Okay.
In order to improve your current situation, you are being asked to adjust to and harmonize with the natural rhythm and cycles of your life, cycles that are leading you toward domestic harmony and peace. Remember, there is no such thing as a perfect relationship, family, or home. Domestic harmony can only be achieved with effort, compassion, and compromise.
Yes.
By improving your relationships and your home, you will improve your quality of life.
Girl.
The affirmation here is, I have happy, harmonious relationships within my happy, harmonious home.
Oh, I like that. I like that. I would love for you to screenshot or take a picture of that card.
I can do that.
I mean, no rush. So that also just says, girl, you ain't doing no wine tour. You got to. Thank you. Hello. That was exactly what I needed to, and what a relief. That's exactly what I needed to hear.
Mm.
So, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, we talk about this 46.
Yeah.
And it's, let me just take a picture. It's interesting. We talked about a 4 and a 6, but that equals a 1. So that's a new beginning.
Right.
And that,
right.
Having to work through those things to kind of put it in its place so that you can move forward.
Yeah.
That's really what it is. And that's, we talk about growing pains, and that's part of it is, you know, you're you're definitely shifting and moving, and as is everybody in that house.
Right.
So, you know, you have these transitions that everyone's having to deal with.
Right.
And I mean, and also you have your son who's already transitioning from child to teenager.
Oof.
Still a child, but you know,
yeah,
all those things that come with it. So
yeah,
I know it's not the easiest thing, and we've definitely talked about that with, you know, who was it who always said, "Oh, I think boys will be easier to raise." And I'm like, I don't know.
it's a horse race at this point. I think six of one, half dozen of another. They're so, I mean, they talk about girls being emotional. Come to my house.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Thank
you. I really appreciate that.
I'm sending you a screenshot.
Thank you, darling. Yeah, you have to. While you do that, you know, I was flipping around and they showed a winery someplace near Atlanta, and I thought of you.
Mm-hmm.
Do you
mm-hmm.
know, it's I think Wolf is name is one of is in the
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
How
Melton.
Gorgeous. I thought of
yeah.
you. I'm like, oh, okay.
Next time. Next
fancy.
Time. We're going to go up there. It's,
yeah.
It's really nice. And they joke around because I'm there a lot. It's one of the few wineries that has a full service restaurant.
I saw that. Yeah.
And,
like,
and so
I know she's been
a
there.
Lot of, yeah, a lot of my clients pick that one because they're not as pricey as the other full-scale restaurant / winery. And so, I mean, the food is still great at both of them, you know, both places. But I think they look at the menu and the other one is a little more like, you know, a little more fancy than, you know, than the Wolf Mountain. But Wolf Mountain has, you know, they can make a Cuban sandwich, be like, wow, that's really good. So,
no,
you can kind of
no.
look
Why'd
at.
Why'd you say Cuban sandwich?
Mm. Yeah, I am hungry too. I did not eat much yesterday, so I'm like,
I'm hungry.
Yeah, they have a really good Cuban sandwich. But yeah, I think I may have mentioned this too last year for Mother's Day. It was one of those I didn't know my parents were coming into town until the last minute, and here I was joking about. All these, you know, all these guys, all these men who are like, oh, I want to take, you know, my wife and my mom to, you know, to do a wine tour. They thought about it the week of Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, and last minute. Right.
Last minute. And I'm like, you know,
right.
you guys should know better. You can't, you know, you can't do that. We don't have, we're booked. We're booked that whole weekend.
Of course.
And then I find out my parents are coming and I'm
and
looking
you're like,
at
oh.
my brother like, what
are we going to do?
What can we do? What can we
yeah.
do? Because it was a. We had a family gathering on that Saturday, but I'm like, we should do something for mom for Mother's Day. But,
yeah.
you know, my mom is such a picky, she's someone like, you can't take her to like a Waffle House or an R. Thomas because she thinks it's dirty. Even though the
oh, that's my mother. Oh,
house.
Yeah, that's my mother. No, oh,
dirty.
Yeah, it's like she'd rather cook.
Right. Or,
yeah.
Which obviously defeats the whole point of, you know, being
right.
able to treat her.
Right.
Or you if you find a nice restaurant, she'll worry about how much it is.
Exactly.
Like, oh, you don't need to spend your oh you know, no let's not you know and she'll get something really small or she'll just split well they split food anyway because they're just not big eaters. I'm not offended by that, but it's just
no
like,
of course
no,
not.
No, no,
that's
we
actually a fun
that.
Way to eat. I actually like that.
It is a fun way.
Yeah.
It is a fun way, and we end up taking food home anyway. We just don't eat a lot. And I think we're just used to bringing food home. It wasn't a good meal unless you brought some food home.
Oh, that's always part of the agenda.
Yeah,
taking food
you
home.
Know, you got to order.
Yeah.
You got to order some food that you know.
So
eat
two
some
meals.
Now, eat some later.
You pay one price,
yeah.
two meals.
Two
meals.
It's a bargain.
Yeah, girl.
It's a
that's a snack. That's breakfast. That goes in my coffee. Even if it's
right.
just a roll with the butter, like
oh.
put it in the box.
Yeah,
would
I'll
you like
take
the roll?
It. I'll
oh,
take
yes,
those.
I would.
I'll take those chips. I'll take the chips,
I'll take,
too.
Right.
And,
breadsticks? Let's bring it.
Breadsticks.
Saltines? Let's doing it.
Girl.
Doing it. Girl, no, I don't do the saltines, but just kidding. Anyway.
So we ended up, I ended up on that, I think it was there on a Friday at Wolf Mountain, the Friday before Mother's Day, at a tour. And
so
I checked
beautiful.
In with my friends there. I said, hey, are you guys booked? Because I figured they were booked on Mother's Day. I'm like, oh, yeah. I said, I was explaining the whole situation that my parents
right.
were coming in town. And
right.
it was very last minute. I hate doing that to them. And they said, well, no, you should come on by. We can see if there'll be an opening. They almost
well, because
they
you're
said, come
important.
On by. Well, it's funny. Well, yeah. Well, they see me a lot. And they're always super nice to me. But they said, yeah, you know, just, or call me, you know, call me later on tomorrow and I'll see. And it turns out they were able to fit in six of us, which is amazing.
That's miraculous. That's amazing.
They fit in six of us for that. They have a Sunday brunch, which is
uh-huh.
scrumptious. Like, I'm hungry now, but
girl,
you know, that Sunday brunch.
No, like, you know, that's on the agenda when I go to Atlanta.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying. Yeah. You got to
nice
stay
weather.
For a long weekend. You got to stay through, you know, through Monday
will.
At least.
I will.
Probably, you know, really through Tuesday, probably cheaper. Just
right.
on Tuesday.
Working it out.
But I was so happy. They really, they took care of all of us. Like, we had a great view on the deck.
Yeah, I saw
deck,
that on TV. Yeah, I'm like, oh my God, this place
yeah.
is nice.
The
yeah.
view of the, they're on a mountain, so it's Wolf Mountain. They are on top
yeah,
of
the mountain.
Yeah, you
see all
mountain.
The mountains, right.
Oh, it's so beautiful. And the
I'm like,
delicious.
That's Atlanta? Damn.
Yeah. Well, yes, it's Dahlonega. It's outside of Atlanta. So
yeah, yeah, amazing. I was really
so
impressed.
But I was happy because that's the first time my parents got to see any of it, too. Like, they've never...
So they must have loved it.
They were... It was so great to see their
and they thought,
expressions.
Oh, wow, the thought that you guys put into it. Thank you for the planning, the time that you took to plan this.
Oh,
thank you.
And that's
yeah.
just how they normally are. But then
the
they,
thoughtfulness,
they would come by,
yes, of course.
They would come by and say, oh, we love your daughter. She's you know, she's always bringing people up here. And, you know, oh, yeah, we can do that. We, you know, let me get you
they're
this.
Proud.
Refill your mimosas. And
that was a win. I longed for the day when my kids like, oh, let's figure out something for Mother's Day. Was heartbreaking last year. I got drunk on margaritas with my friend. Happy. Yeah. Like, my older son, like, went to have to honor me with his company at a lunch that he didn't want to go to that I paid for. And I'm like, you can go, bye. I don't know where the kid's father was at the time. I think probably living in the house because it was still before, like, the official separation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it was so
mm-hmm.
sad. This Mother's Day, okay. Like, not even thinking about it. Not even on the radar. Not even. No.
Wow.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go to Atlanta for Mother's Day.
Oh, you should.
I should. I really should, for
you
God's
should.
Sake. I should.
Think about it.
I am.
Think about it. See where we're at with you know.
Yeah. Maybe Anna and I need to be together on Mother's Day. I don't know. Damn. Oh my God. Anyway. Ooh. Perfect. So to be continued. Oh my God.
Yes.
And no calls. It was good to just talk to you. So
yeah.
If you guys need to get a – yeah, no, seriously, and thank you for that reading. Thank you for sending me the screenshot. I appreciate it. If
You're
you
welcome.
Guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. This particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday, 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Hopefully it will be uneventful for me. That would be nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm so, so grateful to have this space. It really helps so, so much. And I love and appreciate everybody connected with the show, especially mm-hmm. my amazing co-host and dear, dear friend. And in the meantime, looking forward to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you too.
Bye, girl.
Huh?
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
That